From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Today in Iraq, the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr ordered his followers to leave the ruling Shiite alliance. NPR's Ann Garrels reports this move will further weaken the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
A Sadr spokesman said the cleric's followers are quitting the Shiite alliance because it's weak and not serving the people. Their defection leaves the alliance and its allies, the Kurds, with less than a majority in parliament, raising the real possibility of a vote of no confidence in the Iraqi government. Sadr aides say talks have been underway with other disillusioned groups, including secular Shiites and Sunnis, to form a competing coalition. Tonight, a spokesman for Iraqi politician Ayad Alawi confirmed this. But Sadr is a difficult partner for anyone. He says he's a nationalist, but his armed wing, the Mehdi Army, is responsible for the widespread killings of Sunnis. And while he's playing the spoiler, he has big problems of his own. His movement is losing popularity because the Mehdi Army, once viewed as the protectors of Shiites, is increasingly seen as thugs. They have also fought with Iraqi army forces, part of a battle for power in the Shiite south. Prime Minister Maliki once protected them, but now he has approved U.S. raids against Mehdi figures involved in attacks on Iraqis and Americans. After Sadr forces fought the Iraqi army in Kerbala last month, Maliki authorized the arrest of more than 200 Mehdi fighters. Sadr aides warned they would take unspecified action if the men were not released. Today, they fulfilled that promise. U.S. officials who once dismissed Sadr now acknowledge he is a major player here. They make a distinction between good and bad Sadrists in order to encourage his participation in the political process. But Sadr's political move today could well complicate the government's efforts demanded by Washington. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.